A military ceremony as the newly inaugurated French president reviews the troops. But there was no drive down the Champs-Élysées on Saturday.
Monsieur le Président de la République.
Just a few hundred people, including Macron's only surviving predecessors, François Hollande and Nicolas Sarkozy, were there for the swearing-in.
First of all, we'll act to avoid escalation after Russia's aggression in Ukraine. We'll act to help democracy and triumph to build a new European peace and a new autonomy on our continent.
Macron's the first French leader in 20 years to serve a second term. He's expected to name a new prime minister before leading his rebranded centrist party, now called Renaissance, into June's parliamentary elections.
Pour faire de notre pays la grande puissance écologique.
We'll act to make our country the great ecological power it should be by radically changing our means of production and transport and our way of life. We'll continue to tackle inequalities at the root by rebuilding our schools and health systems.
But many voters are sceptical about his ability to tackle burning issues such as rising prices.
I'm expecting a much bigger social crisis than during his first term.
It felt like the first mandate was aimed at the richest in society. So I hope we see the trickle-down promised during the first term take place during the second.
The French already have a cost of living problem. Some can't afford to feed themselves. So I fear there could be a new yellow vest crisis.
That's a reference to widespread street protests by the Gilets Jaunes or Yellow Vests movement, which led to Macron promising tax cuts and pension rises. Macron also faces a real challenge when it comes to controlling the National Assembly. Jean-Luc Mélenchon heads the left-wing party La France Insoumise, France Unbowed. He almost reached the second round of the presidential vote at the expense of the far right. Now he's hoping to be the next prime minister, supported by a coalition including the weakened Socialist Party, as well as the Greens and the Communists. Whether Macron can stop him may depend on how far he can convince the electorate that he understands the scale of the economic crisis. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.